little bit more transportation because I just feel like doing that. Ride sharing. It promised us a future free from traffic jams. We were talking about all the traffic that we see in Greater Boston as it is, basically because when you share a ride, ostensibly you're taking cars off the road. But it seems as if the exact opposite may be happening. A new report from the Metropolitan Area Planning Council says it finds that ride-hailing services are actually contributing to traffic congestion in the Boston area, as some younger commuters are opting to skip the wait for the MBTA. And joining us now with more is Zanindra Nwameka. She's a reporter for WBUR's Bostonomics team, and she's taking a look at this report. Hello, Zanindra.
Hey, Magna.
Okay, so exactly how much additional traffic does the MAPC say that groups like Uber and Lyft are adding here?
Yeah, so the report is finding that a majority of ride-hailing trips are adding more cars on the road. So this report is based on a survey of about 1,000 ride-hailing passengers. Mm-hmm. 42% said they would have used public transit if there were no ride-hailing option. 17% said they would have walked, biked, or not even made a trip at all. So when you take that all together, that means about 59% of ride-hailing trips are putting more cars on the road that wouldn't otherwise be there. Now, these trips are mostly taking place in the evenings after 7 p.m., though the report finds that 40% of the trips are happening during peak commuting hours in the morning in the evening. So I spoke with Tim Reardon, MAPC's data services director and a co-author of the report, about all of this. And he says our roads just can't support any unchecked growth of ride-hailing services.
Our roadways simply can't sustain continual growth in single occupancy vehicles, and that's what most of these ride hailing trips are, is a single person getting driven from point A to point B.
So, you know, the report also acknowledges that, you know, these services are justifiably popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both know that people are willing to pay for it. But really, the report is warning that this could really cause some problems for the roadways and for our transit system.
Okay. I will talk in a minute about why people might be taking ride hailing services over the T. But what did the MAPC find about who, according to the 1,000 folks they talked to, makes up the average, you know, Lyft or Uber user?
Yeah, so the survey respondents, probably not surprisingly, skewed young. So overwhelming majority, 83% were under 35 years old, and less than 1% were 65 and over. And in terms of why they're choosing, the most common reason is that they're, you know, that basically, it's ride hailing is quicker, you know, I mean, that seems like the obvious reason there. And the survey results found that some other reasons that people gave were that they don't have a car and there are concerns about parking being expensive or difficult.
Yeah, it's interesting because basically ride hailing frequently can be quicker, but it seems as if people are willing to pay the difference, right?
Even yeah, absolutely.
If their rides are
a premium when you compare it to the cost of public transit.
Right. So tell me about that, because if people are willing to pay that premium, does that consequently eating into revenues from the T?
So that's right, according to this report anyway.
Okay.
So the survey found that the largest share of ride-hailing trips are costing between $10 and $20. And there are some trips that are costing more than $20. So the report really, you know, puts forth this idea that, you know, as people are ditching public transit for ride hailing, this really is resulting in some lost revenue. The report claims that the MBTA loses on average 35 cents in revenue on each ride hailing trip.
Yeah, and the T can't really afford to lose anything right now. But it just goes to show, I mean, we've talked about this before, people are willing to pay when they can for efficient, reliable transportation services. It's just we're still a long ways before that is how we can describe the T on a daily basis. So, I mean, to get back to the congestion issue, did the MAPC point to any possible solutions to ease the congestion?
The MAPC really focuses on making public transit a more competitive option in this report. So it talks about improving the T, making it more convenient. Perhaps, you know, that could entail having apps that better integrate payment systems, schedules, routes. So you know, taking some of these features that people like with ride hailing and maybe applying them to the MBTA. But the big focus that the MAPC has in its report is on the fee structure for ride hailing. So as you know, there's a 20-cent fee for each ride hailing trip. Part of that goes to the state's transportation fund. Part of it goes to taxis, and part of it goes to cities and towns for their transportation needs. And so this report suggests that maybe this fee should be restructured.
Is restructured a euphemism for it should be higher?
I think in some cases, that's what this report says. I mean, the report is suggesting that the 20-cent fee, you know, is maybe inadequate for the actual impacts of ride hailing. Here's Tim Reardon again of MAPC.
We can think about how to establish a fee structure that's proportional to the impacts of each ride on the transit on the transportation system. Should we be charging the same fee for a trip that happens at 5 o'clock during the weekday as a trip that happens at midnight on a Saturday night?
The idea is that ride-hailing fees should be restructured to take into account congestion, time of day, the length of trips, and also to promote more shared rides.
Interesting. So a dynamic fee structure then. Okay, we've given MAPC a lot of airtime here, but obviously I'm going to guess that Uber and Lyft have some things to say about this report.
Yeah, both companies say that they are working to reduce the use of personal vehicles. That's really their focus. You hear that a lot from ride-hailing companies. Lyft says it's focused on getting more people to share rides, and Uber says it's you know, their service is filling a lot of gaps in communities that don't have convenient access to the T. And a lot of times ride-hailing companies will point to studies and their own data showing that people are using the services to connect to public transit. And I should just add, you know, the MAPC report does add to studies that we've seen in other cities with similar findings that ride-hailing is adding to traffic. So it seems that there's a need for more data here and more studies to look at how ride-hailing is impacting traffic as well as the T.
Well, that's Zanindra Enwemeka. She's a reporter for WBUR's Bostonomics team, talking us through a recent finding from the Metropolitan Area Planning Council on how ride-hailing services might be increasing traffic congestion in the greater Boston area. Zanindra, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, Zanindra mentioned a bunch of really interesting things there. One is that maybe we ought to rethink the 20 cent surcharge per ride that right now Massachusetts charges whenever you take a ride-hailing trip. Also, that other cities have seen a fall in ridership on public transit, which they attribute to ride-hailing services. So it's not all doom and gloom, though, because there's something really interesting about this that brings these two issues together happening in Chicago. Because the Chicago Transport Authority says it's seen a fall in ridership, but they're actually doing something different about it. The city of Chicago has actually added a new ride-hailing fee on top of the one they already had. So 15 cents per ride now, that's an additional 15 cents, is being devoted exclusively to repairing, modernizing, and speeding up public transit in Chicago. So joining me now from Chicago is the Vice President of Communications and Marketing for the Chicago Transport Authority. His name is Brian Steele. Brian, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon.
I love this idea. So tell us a little bit more about it. How much do you expect to raise with this additional 15 cent fee per, you know, Lyft or Uber ride for transit?
Well, the new ride hailing fee is projected to raise $16 million this year and then rising up to $30 million next year. The CTA will be leveraging those dollars. We're going to issue bonds that will cover a much larger comprehensive rail improvement program that we call Fast Tracks.
And Fast Tracks is something like a $180 million multi-year project?
Correct. Fast Tracks is really a holistic, comprehensive program to improve our rail infrastructure across the entire CTA system. Five of our eight rail lines are going to see track improvements that will help speed up commutes, improve reliability, and prevent larger issues from popping up in the future.
I see. So let me get this straight, though. At the end of last year, the city of Chicago decided to add this 15-cent surcharge to the existing ride hailing fee of 52 cents per trip. So basically, riders are paying 67 cents total more per ride hailing journey.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because that's in comparison to what we're paying here in Massachusetts, which is just 20 cents additional per ride.
And an important qualifier to that, the additional ride-hailing fee here in Chicago is the first fee of its kind that's dedicated exclusively to fund public transit infrastructure investment. Mayor Emanuel, Chicago's mayor, is a huge fan of public transit, big supporter of the Transit Authority here in Chicago, and it was looking for a way to find critically needed funding for infrastructure. Like every transit agency throughout the country, particularly older systems like ours, we have a capital need that far surpasses the funding that's available. There's competition for federal dollars. We haven't had a state capital bill since 2009, so finding money to fund these important investments can be a challenge, and that was why the ride-hailing fee was so innovative, a new source of funding directly dedicated to improving public transit.
Yeah, and again, just to be clear here in Massachusetts, that 20-cent per ride fee goes into the state's general transportation fund. So that's why what you're doing in Chicago is quite different. Politically speaking, was it a hard sell? How much work did you guys have to do to get that to pass in the city last year?
It wasn't a hard sell, primarily because here in Chicago, as is the case in Boston and the other large cities, transit is so intricately weaved into the fabric of the city. You know, without transit, Chicagoans couldn't move. Our system moves about 1.5 million riders on an average weekday, and people understand the importance of transit and what an important component is, not only to the transportation network, but also to economic development, quality of life, et cetera, et cetera. So people understood that CTA needs money to fix these important things that aren't getting funding elsewhere. So the sell was actually a comparatively easy one because people were able to see where that money was going.
You know, I'm a little bit of envious here right now because you were able to do that within the city of Chicago. But if we were going to try something here similar in Massachusetts, it would have to go to the state level, which is an entirely different kettle of fish. But just a little tiny reality check here for a quick second. I mean, this is not a panacea for your funding issues at the Chicago Transit Authority, right? Like you said you were still severely lacking like state funding.
Yeah, absolutely. Our regional planning agency estimates our backlog in what we call state of good repair, which is all the work that in an ideal world we do to get the system running optimally, is about $13 billion. So the $180 million generated by the ride-hailing fee is small compared to the overall need, but it's absolutely critical, and I think it's important to note, without the funding from the ride-hailing fee, this fast tracks program would not be happening. Again, we haven't had a state capital funding bill since 2009. Competition for federal dollars is always difficult. We have a system with infrastructure that dates back more than a century in some cases.
This is all sounding so familiar. we're sharing woes here.
We are indeed. So the money generated by the ride-hailing fee is just a really fantastic investment in our rail system. Our rail system carries over 700,000 people on an average weekday. And again, without this funding, we would not be doing this work, which means that trains would be moving slower. Trains would be more crowded. Our reliability would go down.
Well, that's Brian Steele. He's Vice President of Communication for the Chicago Transit Authority, talking to us about an innovative way that they're raising money from ride hailing in order to help support critical repairs for Chicago public transit. Brian Steele, thank you so very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.